All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and on this episode with me, I have a very distinguished guest, and that is Bronx. Bronx, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on. So let me ask you, first question out of the chute, how did you get introduced into the wacky world of professional wrestling?
Well, like as I started doing it myself, or just introduced as a fan?
I'd say start at the beginning. So, if you were a kid, what caught your eye? Kind of your favorites? What your thought process was there? What interests you?
Yeah, I was a kid, and in the 6-7 year old age range, and one night my dad had fallen asleep on the couch and left ESPN on it. Sure enough, AWA Wrestling was on TV there. And as soon as I started watching it, man, I was hooked.
Okay. So AWA, so was that who was on? Who caught your eye? Who fascinated you?
It was Superfly Snuka.
Okay.
It was a match that he was having, and the reason I remember this so distinctly, being so long ago, was it was a match where Colonel De Beers had come out to ringside, hooked Snuka while he was up on the top rope with his cane. He fell down to the concrete floor and was a bloody mess after that.
Oh. Wow. So then from there, did you branch off into the WWF at the time, or were you kind of stuck with the AWA?
Any of it I could find on TV.
On TV, okay.
If I could find Saturday Morning Superstars, if I could find USWA, World Class Championship, whatever I could find on TV, I was watching.
All right, so some of the real good old classic stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm still getting some of the NWA territories. When Turner finally started WCW, get that broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so quite a few years back. Who was your favorites growing up? Who?
Sting was always my number one.
Sting was.
As soon as I discovered Sting, man, that was when I knew. I was like, I want to be like that dude.
And you're talking the old Stinger, the colorful Stinger, probably, huh?
I'm talking the colorful Stinger, the bleach blonde top. Multicolored jackets and robes and face paint. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Very cool. All right. Well, then what precipitated the jump into doing this as a career?
Well, this was always something that I wanted to do, even as a kid. You know, me and my buddies would watch wrestling. You know, we'd wrestle in the backyard or lay the mattresses down in the basement. And it was always something that I saw, just, you know, like in my stars, you know, something that I should be doing. And, I just said, I think in, was it early 2000, late 2000, early, in late 99 or early 2000, I can't remember when I read it, but there was an article in the Denver Post, Hockey Mountain News, I think they still had back then, and promoting the CWO's training school. And so I was like, well, you know, I'm going to go down and talk to these guys. And that's where it all started.
Oh, okay. So did you come from an athletic background, either wrestling or football or something like that? Or?
Yep. I was a multi-sport letterman in high school, and I played baseball and football.
Okay.
Growing up, wrestled throughout high school, played football, ran track.
Oh, very, very cool. Okay, so then you said you found an article did you say it was the CWO? Because I don't think I've heard of that one doing all these interviews yet.
Yep. Yeah, CWO, Central Wrestling Organization. They were around, they started in the late 90s.
Okay.
Guys like Psycho Sarge, you probably know him better as Jeff Michaelis.
Uh-huh.
Or McAllister.
Yeah.
Who else came out of there? Nikita. Nikita's okay. A product.
Okay.
CWO.
Oh, wow. And were they based in Denver proper or one of the suburbs or?
What was that training gym? I think the training gym was off of out east, off of like Alameda Tower or something like that.
Oh, okay. So maybe the Aurora Denver border areas.
Yeah, somewhere in that area.
All right. Okay, and how did the first little while with training go? Did it really light your fire, or what happened there?
Oh yeah, the second my back hit that canvas, I was in. I was like, this is, it hurts like hell at first,
right?
But then your body learns to absorb it. And once you start learning how to take it, that's it, man. You know, within your first couple of bumps and first couple of times hitting the ropes, you know if it's for you or not.
Very cool, very cool. And so, what was your first match like? And did you, I also add on, did you know that you were having your first match? Because sometimes the wrestlers do not know until last minute.
Yep. My first match, so it actually came rather quick for what would be normal standards on the independent wrestling scene. You know, usually you cut your teeth for, 6 months to a year.
Right.
Learning the inside and out, paying your dues, as they call it, setting up the ring, cleaning up, all that. I had my debut match 1 month after I started training.
Oh, wow.
And I knew I was going to have it. It was going to be an impromptu match.
Okay.
And they had a dude with a gimmick at the time. They called him Jose Cuervo. So he was a Hispanic gentleman, but he would, he would be basically a drunk.
Right. Okay. I get it.
And so after a big opening promo, he kind of stumbled out into the ring, and it was on me to run out there and kind of get on and be like, dude, you know where you're at, man? You know where you are? we had this quick little 2 minute match, and crowd liked it. It got over pretty good. But yeah, that was almost 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Who did your training mostly? Did you have a couple trainers or any shout-outs to anybody maybe kind of still in the business? Was it Sarge? Was it others as well?
Yeah, Sarge.
Yeah.
Sarge, Jeff McAllister was one of my trainers. Derek Corpse. I don't know that he's around in the business anymore. He was one of the other guys that had a lot to do with my training.
All right, cool. All right, so from there, what promotions and companies did you work for? Did you work for quite a few, or did you stay with one at the beginning?
Yeah, I worked with High Velocity Wrestling for a little bit.
Okay.
Which I think they started up in, 2003-ish, 2004-ish. Same with Wild High Pro Wrestling. I wrestled with them for a while in the same time frame. And then, let's see, took a little break for a while, and then when IWF came back in 2007, and I started wrestling with them. And then some out-of-state treks here and there, down into Texas a few times, WWA, Kansas trip to BBOW. And then, let's see, who else? I wrestled at Primo's. I wrestled a couple shows for NRW when they were around before they turned into Rocky Mountain Pro. Mm-hmm. And then, since 2011, pretty much I've just been with New Era.
Cool, cool. All right. So in that time frame, have you would have been your most memorable moments? Do you have a few or a handful, or that you just go, wow, I can't believe I got to do that, or I can't believe that happened?
Yeah, there's a few of them that were really cool. We had a kind of a battle between, like an invasion battle going on between ACW and down in Colorado Springs and IWF.
Oh.
And we had a, I guess you can call it the blow off, you know. We had a big company versus company steel cage match.
Oh.
So that was a lot of fun getting 20 wrestlers inside that cage, and you know, the only wrestlers do. I do remember how I got eliminated though.
Oh,
eliminated by, so there was a guy they had named Seven.
Okay.
And this dude was a freaking bear, man. He was big. And he eliminated me by actually throwing me through the cage door.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was, guess that would do it.
Yeah. That was an interesting day. And then probably my first heavyweight championship that I won when I was with IWF. They just had finished a tournament, and I ended up actually getting ousted in the first round by a young upstart there by the name of Bruce Rogers.
Okay.
Who caught me in a roll up. So I ended up in the what they call the loser's bracket. And I ended up the next night in a triple threat match against Trajan Ender and Chris Wright. And whoever ended up winning that match would hold what they called the IWF bankroll, which is basically the equivalent of WWE's Money in the Bank. If you win that, you, you know, cash in at any time, any place, you know, for the championship opportunity.
Oh.
So that was, I mean, that was pretty cool to be the first person to ever hold that. And so that night at the end of the tournament, Hoodlum actually won the tournament and became the IWF champion. And within seconds after he won, I came out and I cashed in and became the IWF heavyweight champion.
Oh, wow. That's crazy, crazy. All right. So, hey, and so far, too, also in the career, have you had any brushes with any people that, you know, across the country might know? Any famous people? Any famous wrestlers? Got to work any dark matches or anything like that?
Never had a chance to work a dark match.
Okay.
unfortunately. That's a long story, but we don't want to open that can of worms.
Okay.
yeah, I met, early in my career, I got to meet, Jake the Snake Roberts. Okay. We had him doing a show for us in, the CWO at the National Western. I met a couple luchadors. I met Laparca. I met, Octagon Cito and, Masquerita Sagrada.
Oh.
I got to meet those guys doing a lucha show, back in, I think it was 2007, 2008, maybe. That was really cool. Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn's a good buddy of mine. We had him out at IWS a couple of times, and he and I just kind of clicked, you know.
Yeah.
And we've been friends ever since. And Honky Tonk Man is another guy that I've been able to hang out with, do a little traveling.
And he's got lots of stories. I've met him a few times, doesn't he?
He does, man. He does. I love riding him. I went to he was doing a Comic-Con in Cheyenne a few years ago, and that it was the same weekend that we were doing a show, and he called us up and was like, hey, man, is there any way that I can come down there? And we were like, well, yeah, dude, of course. And he was supposed to bring Greg Valentine with him.
Right. Yes, I know this story. He went, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Tell the listeners. Tell the listeners. So,
I drove up to Cheyenne to pick him up, and as soon as I get there, man, he starts swearing. You know, I don't want to use any profanity on the show. He's like, that damn Valentine, man, I ain't never booking that bleep again.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't want to come. I'm like, what do you mean he doesn't want to come? He's like, oh, he's afraid that, you know, I'm going to get heat for leaving early. So he thinks if he stays, he'll take some of the heat off of me. And I'm like, did he realize how much money he's going to make down there?
Yeah.
I'm like, that very night, Honky Tonk Man, I think he made, had to have been at least $250.
Yeah.
And just selling merch and taking pictures and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
So, I was like, yeah, that dude, he's super fun to hang out with. Pretty cool.
Yeah, he is. I met him, of course, at Cheyenne Comic Con as well. And then down in Colorado Springs, he also did Galaxy Fest. And so I got to talk to him. Got to talk to him twice. And I said that day at the Cheyenne Comic Con, I was like, well, I'll see you later because I'm going to be at the New Era show as well. So, yeah, that was a real fun day. All right. So then... So you got the kind of the good rubs and stuff like that, and so that's what I know you mostly from is from New Era, because New Era was actually the first independent promotion that I attended their show, and you had already been retired when I met you. So I met you as the to let listeners, I pretty much knew you as the guy that was doing all the merch and kind of miscellaneous kind of stuff. So how long have you been retired? Has it been just a short little while, or?
I retired in 2012.
Okay. So as of right now, about 7 years.
Yep.
So are you satisfied with the career that you had? Was it just time? You got your years in?
You know, of course we all wish we could have gone, you know, a little further, but and you know, maybe made some good money out of it. But you know, I mean, you see me, I was never the prototypical guy that Vince ever had his eye on.
Right.
You know, I wasn't for my size, I wasn't a high flyer. I was a good technical wrestler, but not a flyer. So it actually, I thought that once WCW had folded 2001, I was like, well, I'm pretty sure my shot's gone. Because they appreciated the smaller wrestlers who could actually work.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Overall, I'm pretty... You know, I'm satisfied with the way my career went, you know. I get to hear every show, there's at least one person or a handful of people in the crowd that, you know, when I'm doing the ring announcing now, try and start a one more match chant. And I'm like, I gave you another one last year.
That's right. You're right.
But, you know, I've told the owners of New Era, I said, I'm not opposed, you know, to wrestling, but, you know, give me a little heads up so I can, you know, get myself into ring shape.
Right, right.
And not just a shape.
Right. Yeah, I get you. So since you're a veteran of a couple decades in their wrestling, especially in the Colorado region, you've seen a lot of change. And so what are your thoughts about that? And do you see that the business right now, when it comes to Colorado, is really booming? We got lots of promotions happening right now.
We have a lot going on right now in Colorado, and you know, the thing is, what's really great about it is that they're all offering quality product.
Right.
You know, I mean, everybody, you don't, not to try and trash anybody, you don't have a bunch of backyarders trying to jump into a ring. You have people who actually have been training and trained hard weekly, you know, daily, every other day, you know, to go out and do their shows. You know, the guys at Rocky Mountain Pro, New Era, Primo's, Triple L, you know, all those guys that work those shows, they all train and they work hard to put on a good show for everybody.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. So are you basically, are you glad to see where when you started, you know, how it's basically grown up? And would you say Colorado might be a little bit of a hotbed that the rest of the country just needs to know about?
I actually do think Colorado is a little bit of a hotbed right now.
Yeah.
You know, you got New Era. You know, we're putting on our shows every month. Like I said, you know, this weekend is our 96th consecutive monthly show. You know, for 8 years, we've never missed a show.
Right.
And, you know, Rocky Mountain Pro, they're doing good. They got their Charge TV tapings going on. You know, Primo's gets their name out. You know, Lucha Libre and Lash, they're getting a little bit of attention. You got comics that are recognized nationwide coming out to do those shows for them. I mean, you know, there's a lot going on here right now. Yeah, I think it's something that definitely should be opened up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look at, not to name drop. Oh, hell, let's name drop a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Otis Dozovich.
Right.
You know, right now on SmackDown, part of Heavy Machinery. He is a Colorado product. The Monster, Lars Sullivan, Colorado product.
Yep.
You know, those are two guys that I see big things in their future.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would totally agree with you on that. So, recently, you also have stepped into doing ring announcing. How did that come about, and how do you feel it's going?
Well, that came about when our former ring announcer, Drew Steele, had some things come up in his personal life, and he wasn't able to fulfill his obligations.
Right.
You know, he came up to us and said, "Hey, man, I'm just not going to be able to do it anymore." You know, which we were okay with. Yeah. And New Era owners came up to me and asked me if I would be interested in doing the ring announcing. I was like, sure. You know, why not? We'll add that to my resume. wrestler, general manager, merchandise booth guy. All right, let's do ring announcing. Why the hell not? You know, and so, I don't know. You tell me, am I doing all right?
I think you were kind of little, honestly, to be a little critiqued. I think the first show, I think you weren't quite there yet, but I think you've come a long way in the recent months in doing the ring announcing. I think you've got I think you got your cadence down basically. And working the crowd.
I can't do it, you know, right the first time. I can't be perfect.
So do you feel like
it's been fun?
And what about you seem like you still have to run from ring announcing to merch to ring announcing to merch. Is that did I get that impression sometimes?
I am a multifaceted person in the area.
That's
so it. Yes, when I announce the match, yep, sometimes I got to go sit at the ring or the and now a commentator's table and, you know, work with them. Sometimes I got to go to the back and make sure things are running right there. Sometimes I got to go to the merchandise booth. Yeah, I'm as you see, I am all over the place on a show night.
That's true. All right. So, Well, so finally, New Era is having their anniversary show this Saturday from Mile High Comics. Is the 8th anniversary. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, and we got a great card coming up. Anything? What would you like to tell the listeners about the card that's coming up? Anything you got that's exciting you?
This thing keeps getting better every time I see them drop a match. So, I mean, for starters, to have the rematch. Actually, you know what? I'm going to get back to that.
Okay.
Announced earlier today, somebody accepted the Night Terrors Open Challenge.
Ah.
And it's going to be the Pillars of Destiny. So I know you're a big Hunter Gray fan.
Uh-huh. And I know,
you know,
and I know Titan as well.
Yep. Him and Titan are coming out. They're going to challenge the Night Terrors for the New Era Tag Team titles.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. That's going to be a lot of beef in the ring. I can tell you right now.
That's got me excited. OVE coming out to take on Vanity Inc. I mean, that's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to that match. Another one that was announced, we're going to have a women's match. Ty Rivasemi versus Machika-san.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen either one of them, that thing is going to blow the roof off.
Yeah.
And then what I was mentioning earlier, the rematch for the New Era Championship, Adrian Matthews against Bruce Rogers. I am super pumped that Rogers is going to get a rematch because he's taken Adrian further than anybody else has in his title reign. And I'm really looking forward to seeing if Bruce Rogers gets that opportunity again, if he can, you know, if he can drive it home and take home what, you know, could very well be his destiny and become the new era champion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm right there with you. I'm excited to see Bruce finally get back up there and, you know, hopefully have a pretty much a hopefully a good shot at Adrian Matthews.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I am really pumped about this show. And I know, unfortunately, I'm not wrestling. Sorry, everybody. But, hey, I still got to do my ring announcement duties, man.
Yeah. And you got, you got lots of names coming in. So between ring announcing and merch sales, I think you're going to be super busy.
I think I'm going to be really busy Saturday night, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bronx, before I let you go, just plug the show once again, where people can, where it's at, where can people get tickets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no sweat, man. It's New Era's 8th anniversary show. It's coming up this Saturday, August 10th at Mile High Comics, 4600 Jason Street in Denver. Doors open around 6. Show's going to start around 7. And you can get your tickets at the door, or you can get them at newerawrestling.com anytime prior to, you know, up to bell time.
Cool. All right. Awesome. Okay, cool. Bronx, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I definitely will be seeing you Saturday.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me, man. Looking forward to it.
You're welcome. Thanks. Once again, a big thank you to Bronx for coming on this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and going over his career and everything that he's now doing there in New Era Wrestling. So, hey, let's do a quick week in review. Well, actually, it's been a couple weeks since I recorded and got an episode out here. Trying to juggle two podcasts is difficult sometimes, but going to work on that and see about getting this out weekly to do that. Of course, Rocky Mountain Pro is continuing with their charged TV tapings and etc. there at the quarry. So got to experience that. Lucha Libre and Laughs had their show this past Friday. Was a great show. Really loved the triple match, and I kind of actually popped. My favorite match of the night was actually the gauntlet match, especially seeing Alligato in that gauntlet match, and I was kind of rooting for her and kind of hoping that inside joke that would have been great if she was would have been wrestling Anaya somewhere in that gauntlet match. That would have been really, really fun for me. So, hey, that's about it for the week in review, but let's talk about what we have coming up this week. You know, this is going to be a first for a while. The wrestling weekend is actually starting off on Friday this week in the Wrestling with Altitude era. Because normally we have Rocky Mountain Pro starting on Thursday, but due to the Jeffco Fair and Festival happening there at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, unfortunately Rocky Mountain Pro cannot have their shows with the other stuff that is going on there. Instead, they are, of course, having their shows taping at Elitch's, then premiere on Fight TV and Right Now TV and YouTube and Facebook and etc. So this Friday, we have two promotions are having their shows. So let's start off with the before mentioned New Era Wrestling. They are having the return of their Mile High Metal Tournament. It's a New Era Wrestling Fight Night to benefit RCH Football. It's in Lone Tree, Colorado, 5810 MacArthur Ranch Road. If you want to get tickets, go to New Era Wrestling's Facebook page, scroll down a little bit, and you can get your tickets in advance of $10. At the show, they are $15. You can direct payment on Venmo. That looks like it's RCHS-TDC. I guess that's to benefit the Rock Canyon Jaguars. Should be fun. Got all kinds of great competitors there. Should be fun. And then also on Friday, Colorado Springs Wrestling, when we talked to Dan Vickers about the military family movie night that is happening on Friday. They have some great matches lined up. At dusk, they're going to then be playing the Sandlot movie. This is at the UC Health Park, home of the Rocky Mountain Vibes baseball teams. Free admission. However, my understanding, though, if you want to go to this event, you do need to register and get your tickets. If you go to Colorado Springs Wrestling's Facebook page, scroll down a little bit, and you can find the link to register and get your tickets there. So then on Saturday, we have two events as well. So hey, Colorado, like we're talking about Bronx, Colorado is becoming a hotbed. We got multiple promotions happening on the same day, and it's personally getting hard to pick which show I want to go to. So we got Respect Women's Wrestling. They are having their event, I think that is volume number 7, at Herman's Hideaway. You can, I believe, get tickets for that at go to Respect Women Wrestling's Facebook page. I can believe you also, if you go to rmpwrestling.com, you can also find the link there, since they are in partnership with Rocky Mountain Pro to do that. Got a lot of great returning talent. Got the rematch, the highlight of the night. Main event is going to be Leva Bates taking on the champion Bentley Powell for the championship. So that should be fun. I believe if you also go to Herman Hideaway's website, I believe it's hermanshideaway.com, you can get your tickets there as well. And then finally, this Saturday, New Era Wrestling is having their anniversary show, Mile High Comics, 4600 Jason Street. Get your tickets at neweraprowrestling.com. You can get them in advance, or you can get them at the door as well. Like we talked with Bronx, it's going to be some great show, great people coming in. It's going to be exciting. I'm excited as well. So, hey, that's it, what we got coming up this weekend. As far as I know, I was going to put that disclaimer out there, because sometimes I just don't see certain things. And there is, like I said, we are blowing up with lots of great wrestling here in the Wrestling with Altitude area. But before I go, if you want to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook. and Twitter. Twitter handle is WrestleAltitude. Email at podcast@wrestlingwithaltitude.com. That is also the website, wrestlingwithaltitude.com. And, of course, I want to thank the Trending Topics Network for putting on this show, hosting this show. And if you like what you hear here, go ahead and subscribe or stay subscribed to this feed, and you can catch other great shows such as All Beer Inside, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling Cheers. So I want to thank you all for listening and having fun wrestling with Altitude. Thank you.